الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الناس مغبون فيهما نعمتان، فيهما مغبون كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Allah تبارك وتعالى has blessed us with this great treasure of time. Since the moment we were born, our time machine started, and it will carry on working till the last moment when we pass away. Every split second is extremely valuable. Allah has given it to us for a very great purpose, a very, very great purpose, which Allah has declared in the Quran Sharif, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created, and the creation of Allah Ta'ala is most fantastic, most amazing. All this creation, you, yourself, me, all of us, we are the creation of Allah. And just insan, if anyone wants to find Allah, the greatest, easiest way is look in yourself. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Why don't you look in yourself and see, you will open your eyes and in yourself you will see Allah. So much you won't, your whole life you won't get finished seeing Allah Ta'ala. Allah is so amazing. Any one part of the body, if we just take the brains, how they are functioning, and we take the eyes, we take the heart, any part of the body, all this Allah has created. Allah's Qudrat, Allah is Khallaq-e-Azim, that great creator, is Allah is Khallaq-e-Alim, the great knowledgeable creator. Allah Ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen. Allah has done everything for all human, for the entire creation. How great is Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is the creator. And then we ourselves, and then if you look outside, Allah says, وَكَأَيِّ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُؤْرِدُونَ. So many signs of Allah, great open signs of Allah Ta'ala we are passing by all the time. But Allah complains about us, we pay no attention. We don't look at Allah Ta'ala. Outside the creation, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the creation of the heavens and the earth, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, the continuous changing of day and night, the ayat, there are so many signs everywhere. And the Quran Sharif has got so many ayat, over 6,000 ayat. And ayat is the plural of ayat. Many places, فَاللَّهُ سَيْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً, and إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً. There are signs. They are everywhere. There is a sign. Every ayat is a sign that takes us to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Whatever it is, so much so, a poet says that the dung of a camel that I see on the ground, it also tells me that a camel has gone past here. Then how the heavens and the earth don't tell me that Allah is the creator. Allah Ta'ala is everywhere. A person, and Allah Ta'ala, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, when a banda of mine asks me that where am I, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, I am close. How close? وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ, we are more closer to them than the jugular vein. That is our life vein. If that vein gets cut, there is no life. Allah is more closer to us than our own life also. And all we were sent here to is to find Allah Ta'ala. Illa liya'rifun, to recognize, to find Allah Ta'ala. And if we spend a life of 5 years, 10 years also, small child, we should have found Allah. We take it today that death till the age, whole life is just for play, amusement, entertainment. The purpose of life we haven't understood at all. We even have reached bachpan, 55, lekin abhi bachpan nahi jata. Whereas where reality was, little children. Bahlul says that once he saw a little child playing, all the children were playing, he was standing on the side. And he asked him, "You not playing?" He says, "Were we sent in this world for playing?" Bahlul was a great, great wali of Allah. He was a madzub and drowned in the remembrance, in the love of Allah Ta'ala. The world he didn't see, he didn't know. And he's asking a small child, and the small child giving advice to Bahlul that have we been created for playing? He got taken aback. The small child is telling us, for what are we then the created? He says we are created for Allah's ibadah, for the worship of Allah, to find Allah. But he says you're still a small boy, sir, maybe 5-6 years old. He says, I see my mother when she lights the fire, she lights it with the small twigs first. Then she puts the big logs when they catch fire. So I'm also afraid in Jahannam Allah will put us small children first. Then he'll put the big logs afterwards. So the little children, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, says his mother spoke so much to him about Jahannam, so much about Jahannam, about Qiyamah, that when he was 3 years old, he fell off the bed. And he started shouting, Qiyamah, Qiyamah, Qiyamah. It was ingrained in him so much. Just that fall, he thought it's Qiyamah, a three-year-old child. But we, 30 have come. And Allah make us maaf if we live for 300 years also. It looks like our unmindfulness is not going to go away. So anyway, time, Allah is wama khalaqtu. Allah says, I've created all this. And wama khalaqtu al-jinna wal-ins, jinn. What a creation of Allah, jinnat. We are, Allah made us of sand and water. We need a door to exit, to enter. The jinnah don't need that. Doors and walls mean nothing to them. We are sitting all close, close to one another. Jinnah will fit himself in there, any jinnah. You find anywhere, there are no doors, no walls to block them. What a creation of Allah. We are so, what a fantastic creation. We haven't realized us. I'm thinking I'm to be a drug addict. I'm here in this world to humanize. I'm here in this world to gamble. What Allah created us for, and what we doing in this world. So when we, such an amazing creation, the jinnah, the malaika, there are no limitations for them. Walls don't block them. Locks don't block them. They just move as they want to. What is the creation? All that we had to find out while we in this world. Allah created us to see His Qudra, to see His creation. This whole world, what a creation. We have to explore Jannat now when we in this world. How many of us are aware of the great Namat? And the ayats of the Quran, they just throw us into our minds into disarray when we think of what the Namat of Jannat are. Allah says, for example, وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرًا, lots of fruit. وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرًا لَا مَقْتُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعًا وَفُرُشٍ مَرْفُوعًا إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً. Allah describes how He has created the Hurul Ain. إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا. They are permanently virgins. Even after having sexual relations, they still virgin. What is the creation of Allah? Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a faj'alnahunna abkara urban atraba li ashabil yameen. How beautiful, and how they are masters in the art of love making. They've got their PhDs in the art of love making. What will be that life? But we haven't seen that. وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ ولحم طير مما يشتهون وحور عين كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. All this. And we haven't explored Jahannam. We have to explore Jahannam, yes. We mustn't go to Jahannam. But we have to see so that we keep away from Jahannam. And what are the azab and the punishments of Jahannam? What severe punishments Allah has kept in Jahannam. We are here so we save ourselves from Jahannam. And we go with a direct one-way ticket to Jannah. No via going to Jahannam. How many of this ummah will have to go via? That because of our, we'll have to go and cleanse ourselves. Of pride, we'll have to cleanse ourselves. With pride, nobody will be allowed to enter Jannah. And if we die with this pride, and that is one disease which unfortunately besets almost all of us. And the worst pride is in humility. When you have a show of humility, you talk, I'm very humble and I am nothing. To remedy that pride is even much more difficult. When a person acknowledges I'm proud, it's easy to remedy that. But when a person, his pride is hidden in his tawazu, in his humility, when our show is hidden in our ikhlas, that we show we are very sincere, we act like we are very sincere, but in that our pride, our ostentation, to do things for name and fame is hidden in there, that treatment becomes very, very difficult. Our Shaykh, Hadrat Maulana Shah, Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, says that if a person has a fever inside the body, and outwardly he feels it very lightly, so he carries on with his normal chores of life. Everything he carries on doing, and he doesn't worry about it. He doesn't even go and see a doctor. He doesn't take treatment for it. But that fever which is hidden, that can get him, he'll get TB, tuberculosis, and he can die of that. And a person is not aware of it. But the fever which has come out, you have got now 103 degrees fever, 105. And Allah protect us, such fever that now your mind is also out of control. And you are just blabbering all wrong things and all funny things you are, because of that fever. That you'll go quickly for treatment for that. And you'll take the precautions for that. So the diseases which are hidden inside and which are covered up with all the nice, beautiful things, like today, interest is covered up with all Islamic terminology, that the Islamic banking, mudaraba, ijara, all the Islamic, and those names and preparation is not done by the muftis and the ulama. It is done by the kuffar bankers. They prepare all that, and all they want is that a mufti must sign it. And if one mufti doesn't sign, they will get a mufti who will sign. They will just increase the zeros at the back. And a zero is a zero. And we see it as a big figure now. But it's only a zero. And they will find a man and he will sign for them. He didn't prepare that also. So all this interest which we are involved in, and in the name of Islam, is very difficult. Where it's open interest, everyone understands this is interest. But when it's hidden like this, so anyway, Allah, all the creation of Allah, all this way, that is why Allah has sent us. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ For Allah's ibadah. And actually, ibadah here means إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ To recognize Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. And why didn't say Allah ta'ala says لِيَعْرِفُونَ directly? Why did Allah use the word لِيَعْبُدُونَ? So that a person doesn't become that big Sufi of Allah. Again, the same thing, that he claims that he's got a lot of marifat of Allah, but no namaz in his life. His namaz is being made in Medina Sharif. His namaz is being made in the fourth heaven. One such peer sahab went to one place to his murid and to the town. So everyone was making da'wat of the peer sahab, big peer sahab. His namazes are made in Medina. We are making here in our village here, in our town. So a lot of gunas happen in our town. We making namaz in our town. These namaz is made in Medina, in the fourth heaven. So one P. Murid told his wife, we also make dawat. She said, who? For who dawat? Such a big peer, such a big buzurg has come. So he said, I'm going to ask him about namaz first. He's not making namaz here. So when he went and asked him, he says, Gustav, Bewakuf, a person who got no respect in him, you're asking me about namaz. My namaz is made in Medina, sir. Which came back and told you, oh, what a big buzurg. His namaz is made in Makkah, in Medina. So she told, tell him to go and then eat also in Makkah, Sharif. All the halal and tayyiban of Makkah, Sharif, and Medina, Sharif, and the fruits of Jannah, and all the enjoyments of Jannah. Why does he come and eat here? Yeah. So he forced her, she prepared the food. He came with all his murids and all sitting, 10, 20 of them, and she sent the food, and she sent it in a different way. Not that she sent the platters and everyone can dish out, but for everyone she prepared the plates herself. And all the rice at the bottom, and the chicken on top, the mutton, everything, and she was sending. And Bir Sahib is saying, because of me, they all got dawat. Water is coming out of my mouth, and mine, nothing is coming. She said, no, yours, jo der se aata hai, durust aata hai. You're getting special treatment, extra VIP. Yours, very special, is coming. So he then got hope that for me even more better is going to come. Finally, when all got their plates or their food and that, and when his came, only rice. So he got even more angry. For all of them, the chicken and everything, and for me, no chicken, only rice. So she told her husband, go and check. So she said, I'm coming with the chicken personally. And she came with the imam, the studded big rod the woman used there to stem the masalas and that. And she gave him one shot. She said, you can see, you can make namaz there, and you can see what's happening in the world, but you can't see the meat under the rice, which is under your nose. She just reversed the procedure there. For all, she put the meat on top. For him, she put the meat under and the rice on top. So this type of frauds, that Allah doesn't want that. That we only talking big about Allah, Ta'ala, ma'rifat of Allah, namaz times we are missing. Ibadat time. And as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that such a peer, that khilaf-e sharia thukta bhi nahi. When he wants to spit also, he's walking with his murid, then he's asked, Qibla is not the side, I can't spit in the direction of Qibla. Lot of respect. Lekin andera ujala me chukta bhi nahi. But wherever he gets a chance, he's looking at other women. He's mixing with other women. And those peer-ups, they are very free with the woman also. Very intimate with the woman. So not that kind of a marifat of Allah, which is what ibadat, what sharia, what the laws. And the criteria of a person is to see on sharia, Quran, hadith, how much are we walking. Not what the people are saying about us. That means absolutely nothing. Good or bad, what is our position by Allah? Not what I feel that I'm a big buzurg. This is also especially those people who get involved with the YouTube, coming on TV, where shaitan has one of the basic fundamental attacks, that when a person and every one of them, they will watch their own TV, their own program again on YouTube, and they feel happy. Oh, people must be admiring me. You're just hallucinating in your own mind. I'm somebody great. The way I gave this bayan, the way I gave that bayan. You're just thinking for yourself and making in your own mind you're a big buzur. That's not going to count. And what the people are saying also is not going to count. What is by Allah Ta'ala? What Allah is. And that is our matter. That sincerity. A simple, ordinary person. No name, fame, nobody knows him. But he's got that. He's got great position by Allah Ta'ala. Uwais Qarni. A person who couldn't manage to come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was in the khidmat of his mother, old age, sickly mother. But what was his position? So high. that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told a man like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when you meet him, in other words, you will be meeting him, then ask him to make dua for you and for the ummah. Allah's Nabi is saying that what is must be his position, that he must make dua for the ummah. So what is his position? But he just carried on in his humble way. So this is what we have to see, that these qualities come into us. So Allah Ta'ala has created us and given us all this. And with this time, from the very beginning, time is valuable to us. We cannot waste time. We're children also, small children, if we also nurture them properly, if the mother at least do this, even if once she did this, when washing the face of the child, even not wuzu, just washing the face, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, just that, it will have such a tremendous effect on the child. But it is all done in ghaflat, unmindfulness. When you're preparing food, if she reads Durood Sharif 100 times, which is just about 2 minutes, and the first ingredient she adds to the food is Durood Sharif, she blows in that. Those children, the ulama used to say, will become great huffaz, ulama, awliya, great, great qualities they will have. So all these are the things for which Allah has created us. So anyway, Allah says, wal asr, the time of asr. Allah has taken an oath on time. And for Allah to take an oath, who is more truer than Allah? Who can be more exponent of the truth? Allah is haqqul mubeen. Allah is not only haqq, but Allah makes bayan, opens up the truth. Allah is taking qasam. There is absolutely no doubt in Allah, in the word of Allah, in the Quran Sharif, la rayba fi. There is no doubt. But in spite of that, Allah is taking qasam to convince us that we realize that this is something very special, very important. Another place Allah takes qasam of time, wal fajr, the time of fajr. Yeah, the time of asr. Time of fajr opens the day now, the day has started. And when the sun rises, every day the sun itself announces and says that this day will never come back in your life again. Make it valuable. Don't waste your time this day. How many days have we wasted? We say also, and we pay to go for holidays, to pass our time. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, a person who passes time, has not passed time, he has failed time. It's a pun that Hazrat is using, that you say you are passing time, and we are paying money to pass that time. And we are who? The people who are regular namazis, people who make a jamaat namaz, and we are paying to stay away from the masjid now, to go and stay at some resort, where there is no masjid, of course. And we go and make there a person who is particular about his jamaat, namaz with jamaat, now he goes and stay there where he is going to make alone. And a person who makes his namaz with all its etiquettes and all the adab of namaz, now when he goes there, he's taking shortcuts in his namaz. His dressing also is not correct, because now he's on holiday. His kurta is also gone on holiday. And his bermudas now. And with a t-shirt, he's making namaz. And all, there's no question of nafal namazes. And I'm a musafir now. So only 2 rakat. And he makes his asr late, his zohar late, asr early. Or even he just makes jama between what and what. We're just compromising one way, headlong. So time is a thing, a very great commodity. Ni'matan, 2 great ni'mats Allah has given. Maghboonun, feehima kathirun minan nas. Maghboon, ghaban, is a loss. An open, very big loss. You make a loss in some business deal or something, but one where you not only lost out, how much you had to pay the person on top of it. A complete loss. The 2 ni'mats people are in a... Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was given utitu al-ilm al-awwalina wal-akhirin, knowledge of the first people and the last people. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is making an open declaration. Kathirun minan nas, it's the words of Nabi, not everyone, but kathir. Not qaleel min al-nas. Kathir. Lots of people are unmindful of this. As-sihha wal-farah. Our health and our free time. Allah has brought us. Allah has given us health. We all have got health also. Now we have freed our time. Alhamdulillah, we didn't free our time to go to a resort. We freed our time to come make a tikaf. Not to go to some on the seaside, but in the house of Allah. In the company of the malaika. And the company of so many others who have come for the same purpose. To make our islah. To make the ibadat of Allah. To have connection with Allah. And the person when he makes that niyat, a person who is becoming hafiz, for example, and he passes away while becoming a hafiz, Allah will raise him as a hafiz on the day of Qiyamah. A person who is going for hajj and he passes away in ihram going for hajj, not only will Allah raise him as a haji, but Allah appoints malaika to make hajj on his behalf every year. COVID restrictions, we can't go for hajj, but the malaika are going. That hajj is carrying on. You could not go, but the malaika making hajj on your behalf. So Allah Ta'ala grants all that. So it is, Allah, this true namaz, this free time, let us make it valuable. We have come here to make it valuable. And anyone who is really sincere will not only switch off his phone for the 9-10 days, he will hand it in. I won't have my phone with me. Because even just on my phone, just to phone home, just to find the object of i'tikaf, seclusion, means that you are now cut off from the world completely. Not only for the namaz time that you switch your phone off, but for the 9-10 days, and you have made your full connection now directly with Allah. So a person who will do that, he will get the maximum benefit. It's permitted, you can phone home, find out you are not doing anything else wrong, not going on wrong sites, etc., nothing. But the real essence of what is i'tikaf is to be called. There are so many people who are in Makkah Sharif now, in Medina Sharif, only their bodies are there. But they are keeping abreast with all the news on their phones, on the TV, all the time. There was a political situation in my country. So much of how many people worried about the sports, some World Cup taking place or whatever. They're all involved in that. How many people are in contact with their business? They are doing their business from there. It's jais. It's not a, you can even go there and do business there. It's jais. But that's not the object. And how many people are away from Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif? But every moment their heart is at the Kaaba. Their heart is not at Rosa, in the Rosa Mubarak. So this also we can be, yeah, how many people are not in i'tikaf, but their hearts, they are all the time in i'tikaf. And it must not happen, we are physically in i'tikaf, but actually we are not in i'tikaf. How many, perhaps all of us, our namazes, our bodies only we come in park in the masjid. But we ourselves, we are traveling the world. And we got no barriers of time also. We are gone to our childhood days in a split second. Next split second, we are gone in the east of the world, the west of the world. Everywhere we are moving around. Our body is just here in the masjid. That we were present. We just came in. Just like students, they have roll call. Are they present for namaz? We also. That we are just present. We were there. But actually we are not there. So this i'tikaf also, this time Allah has given us, every moment is most valuable. And those who will make it valuable, well, asr, that it's time already, asr time. Any time when you say, in Afrikaans they say, die son trek water. Now it's your late time, there's no more time left now. You are right at the end now. Hurry up, you can't be wasting time. It's already asr time. So the time has come. Fajr, you had the whole day in front of you. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, let us value this time. And a person, and to value time is asir, is difficult, is not easy. But a person who will value his time, he will get the asir, the juice of the value, he will get the crux and the real essential. Just go through this difficulty. Nafs will not allow us. Nafs will make, walau alqa bi ma'azira, will make many excuses for us. That I need my phone. I can't do without my phone. How were the people? A young girl asked her father, that daddy, how did you people manage without a phone? Life is impossible. It has become a limb of the body, part of the body. And without it, it has become our head and heart of the body. We can't do without that phone. And so he says, how do you people live without Quran Sharif? I can't understand. No time for Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif, to devote oneself to Quran Sharif is the object of life, purpose of life. How can you people be living without Quran Sharif? So as we can't understand how they lived, people of yonder years, how they lived without the phone, they can't understand how we can live without namaz in our life, how we can live without Quran Sharif in our life. So this time Allah has given us very, very valuable. Allah, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, for the obedience of Allah. Total submission to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And today that also is difficult for us to comprehend. For us, it is a give and take. We will do little bit of deen, we must have some of dunya also. A mother will also say, make your namaz, then I will give you some money. I will send you, I will allow you this. You became a hafiz alim. You spend your Ramzan in i'tikaf. After Ramzan, I'll send you for a holiday. In other words, we want to mix the two. And nobody likes mixing. Adulteration. A person who comes and sells milk to you, and it is adulterated, mixed with water. You become so angry when you know he's charging you extra money, telling you I'm bringing pure milk to you. But that pure milk is adulterated. A person gets very angry. For adultery, a man commits adultery, wife, woman commits adultery, everyone becomes very, very angry. So there we don't want to compromise. We don't want to say, take it both ways. Make that person also happy, make this person. There we want sincerity and we want purity. But when it comes to deen, mix dunya also with it. And deen and dunya, dunya and akhirat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, they are like two co-wives. If you have got two wives, you please the one, be sure the other one is unhappy. And you please her, be sure this one is unhappy. If you please your dunya, your akhirat is unhappy. You are suffering in your akhirat. And if you work for your akhirat, your dunya will be unhappy. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after explaining this reality, which all the philosophers in the world together cannot explain, then gives the solution and advice also, give preference to that which is forever, the akhirah. And for that which has got quality, dunya is not even a fake money. It's not even monopoly money. The dunya, things of this dunya, everything, the enjoyment is fake. You are going skiing, water boat, and you are scuba diving, enjoying, next an accident takes place. You die in the accident, or you are now paralyzed for life. And now your life, not only has your life become a misery, for everyone around you, you have made the life a misery also. So, and in Jannah, nothing of that sort. There is only enjoyment. Yeah, you eat the food, what you enjoying the food. But next, the whole night you have got chest burns. The whole night you are running to toilet. You are upset. Your whole system is upset now. Diarrhea you have got. Or on the other side, constipation. The fruit or food of Jannah, as you eat it, is being digested. No toilets in Jannah. No urinating. No defecating in Jannah. And as it is getting digested in the form of sweat, perspiration, and sweet smelling, all the umber of the world and all the mushk of the world cannot compare with that smell that will come, that fragrance that will come with the sweat of the people of Jannah. So what Allah, so this dunya is just a fake. The real life is akhirat for that. So Allah says, innal insana lafi khusr. Man at large is in a great loss, is in this taghabun, is in this ghaban of complete loss. And very sadly, those who are in the bigger loss, they think we are in bigger big businesses. We are tycoons in business. Where the whole business is in our hands. They are the ones who are in the biggest loss. Who haven't got time, forget, for namaz and masjid. Who haven't got time for themselves. They haven't got time for their families also. They are so busy. What are you busy with? That you haven't got time for yourself. You can't. They are eating sandwiches. And that also, while you're talking or making a deal, working very hard and just having a bite of the sandwich, they haven't got time to sit and eat also. They haven't got time. You prepared your beautiful house. And what? They haven't got time to use the house also. There are those people, Barbados, etc., in those places. The people of America have got big, big mansions built there for their holidays. And they haven't got time to come and stay in those places. The workers who are there, they are enjoying. Kamayenge hum, khayenge ahmak. We will earn and we will work hard and earn. Kamayenge ahmak, khayenge hum. These stupid people will do the big earnings and other people will be enjoying it. Mostly you will see rich people, they haven't got time to eat also. But with their money, how many other people are eating? But they haven't got time to eat also. They haven't got time to have a proper sleep also. We buy the best beds, posturpedic or whatever, now new things there may be. But we haven't got time, and when we want to sleep, sleep doesn't come also. Whereas the ordinary person is having a wonderful sleep. So our the time, and now that we have given for this i'tikaf, let us make this every moment very valuable. So that every moment of our life can also become valuable. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those who have brought iman. And they know the purpose and value of life. So let us acquire this iman. And iman is got stages, levels. We enter into the great edifice of iman with la ilaha illallah. We have entered just at the bottom ground floor. That is a 100-story building. And you have to reach the top. And you have to move to the top. And there is no limit to iman, ihsan. We're building this anta'budallah ka'annaka tarah, that you worship Allah as though you are seeing Allah Ta'ala. And when that comes into a person, then his namaz is completely different to the namaz when we were 4 or 5 year old children. And we also made the namaz and laughing in the namaz and bumping the shoulder of our brothers in namaz. And we are making namaz. And this namaz that you reach now is a world of difference. So we have got a very long way to go. This i'tikaf of 9, 10 days is a time we can really move it up. And we can reach where? All our imaniyat and everything associated with iman, we can move it up very greatly. And then, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And then, amani saliha comes into our life. And imani saliha is that, amali saliha is that amal which is in the container and wrapper of iman. Not just a namaz where there is no concentration. Or perhaps Allah forgive us. There are some of our friends who even report. They make their namazes without wudu also. So what kind of a namaz is that? In fact, you're standing in a very dangerous position making namaz without wudu. But intentionally, just pure laziness, just for no reason, they make namaz even without wudu. Our amal in this iman. And now that namaz which has got iman inside, that namaz is a different. And this cannot come without tawasaw bil haq. Tawasi bil haq. It is not enough. And a person cannot become a salih by only being a salih. Salih is a righteous, pious person. A person can never be a salih, can never remain a salih only with salah, only with piety and righteousness. The only way you can achieve that is by becoming a Muslim. With tawasaw, you tell others about the truth. Till we don't do that, then we ourselves, even if you are 5 times namazi, regular namazi, your whole deen, but you are not telling others, temptations will come in your life and you will slip. But if you tell others, by the barakat of that and your own consciousness that I'm telling others must make namaz, I'm not making namaz. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, Palampur Rahmatullah Ali said, a jamaat went and they told that went to one person who wasn't making namaz. So they told him, you do this every day in the shopping mall or many other shops in there. You go to all the shopkeepers, all Muslims there, and you tell them, come for namaz. And you, even if you don't go, you come back to your stall. But go and tell everyone. So when he went and it happened, he chose all those stalls where they were namaz. He says, yeah, we are going. Yeah, we are going. We are going. After 1-2 days, they say, but we don't see you there. You are telling us, but you are not there. So he became conscious and he became when we tell others and tell with the niyat, it must come in our lives. That is when it will come and it will stay. But if we don't do that and we only want to be pious in our way, it can miss us. We can miss that piety. So tawasaw bil haq. And when you do tawasaw bil haq, you have to do tawasaw bis sabr. Sabr. You have to tell one another, keep on making sabr. Because over the minute, as long Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was pious, salih, making his ibadat, going to Ghari Hira, the cave of Hira, everything. The non-Muslims, that time there wasn't still a question of Muslim and non-Muslim. All the Quraysh, idol worshippers, they called Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam as-sadiq, al-ameen. They gave him the greatest trust. But the minute he became a Muslim, he started correcting them. Then, na'uzubillah, they called him kazzab. They called him sahir. You're a liar. You're doing jadu, witchcraft. All the majnoon. Na'uzubillah, you're a mad person. So you have to do tawasaw bil haq. Maintain and speak about the truth. And then you'll have to have bags and bags of sabr. People will become... People, as long as you are a salih, a pious person, people will respect and honor you. MashaAllah, tahajjud guzar, 5 times namazi, wad jamaat, takbir-e ula. But the minute you tell them their mistakes, they will become your enemies. And so this have, and for you to remain as pious, you have to tell them. So what a surat, and this if we can realize it in our etikaf, bring this reality into our lives, our lives won't only be made for Ramadan, not only for the year, not only till maut, forever. Qabr, what enjoyment. Akhirah, Jannat, the day of Qiyamah, you'll be strolling around without any worry. And you'll have VIP treatment everywhere. And then in Jannat, what entertainment forever. And if we don't, Allah has given us the opportunity. Allah has brought us here. It isn't we have come, Allah has brought us here. And if we waste this opportunity, a matter of 9-10 days, we can make our lives. The lives of our family people, the lives of our town people, of the whole ummah. Allah give us the opportunity to realize what this great, great opportunity is that Allah has given us. Don't waste our time. Maulana will explain the other aspects also about the importance of etikaf, what we should be doing, not doing. Regular, the programs will carry on. Let us be present with our body, and our bodies also be present, and our mind also, and that passion and enthusiasm and feeling also, then the real Eid will come to us. Then we'll have realized what all this was, and Eid, enjoyment will come to us. And otherwise, it will just be customary Eid and that, of eating and drinking and wearing new clothes and going to meet with the family. That will be our Eid. But to meet with Allah Ta'ala, and to have that enjoyment of connection with Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.